except for perhaps Fox News and other right-wing news outlets. The media in general in the U.S. likes to highlight members of interest groups who are suffering from buyer's remorse. Farmers, co-workers, other blue-collar workers are saying that they might not have regretted necessarily voting for Trump at the time, but now they're inclined not to support him because of the harm he's done to their respective industries. Farmers are losing their yearly income due to the trade war with China. Coal fields are not opening up as promised. Factory owners are not bringing their factories back to the U.S., and because of the trade war, are simply looking for cheaper destinations like Vietnam, Indonesia, India, and developing or lower-income countries rather than reinvesting in America. Trump still has a core base of support, but if he relied on just that, he would likely lose. His only advantage right now is the unknown in the Democratic Party primary season. Clearly, if it's Biden, there won't be an enthusiastic outpouring of support except for those who vote blue, no matter who. There are very few who actually energize the Democratic voters, especially the more progressives who, like their arch-conservative counterparts in the Republican Party, vote in large numbers. The Democratic candidate always moves back to the right once the general election is underway. Hillary Clinton was a perfect example, except she was always to the right but pretended for the primary that she had progressive values. There are a lot of ironies in this election, as in everyone. Trump has a lot of support from small businesses, yet he made part of his fortune cheating them by not paying them for work provided and forcing them to sue, which was often more expensive than what they expected to gain. Black Americans strongly support Biden, yet he is clearly the closest thing to an out-of-the-closet racist among the Democrats. Trump is eviscerating environmental policies like the Clean Water Act, yet it was the Democrats who ignored the drinking water problems of Flint, Michigan, and so many other poorer cities that aren't getting the attention. We have seen that even losing a plurality does not guarantee a loss. Bill Clinton in 92, George W. Bush in 2000, if you count the projected voters in Florida, Trump in 2016, have all shown that not having a majority of voters can still win the golden ring for the White House. What Trump needs to do is keep his base from slipping and do his usual excellent campaign against his Democratic rival, as the Democrats are likely to assist him in who they nominate.